Hello. This is the Cambridge Flyers listening test. Part 1. Listen and look. There is one example.
This looks like a good party.
Yes, and everyone's wearing funny clothes.
Look, there's Paul.
Where?
There. He's got a plastic beard and he's standing next to the food.
Oh, yes. He looks great, doesn't he?
Can you see the line? This is an example. Now you listen and draw lines.
Who's the pirate?
There are two pirates. Which one do you mean?
The one who's dancing.
Oh, that's William. He's good, isn't he?
Yes, he is. Can we dance too?
Yes, of course, but I'm not very good.
And look at that girl over there, next to the doctor.
The girl who's wearing a nurse's uniform? That's Vicky. It's her party. She's in my class at school.
It's a very nice apartment. Lots of space for a party.
Yes, it is. Oh, look! Can you see my cousin Sarah? She's got long blonde hair.
Which one is she? Is she wearing a long dress?
No, she's carrying some drinks.
Oh, yes. Let's ask her for one.
Good idea.
Where's your friend Michael, then?
He's over there. He's got short, brown hair.
Is he the boy who's eating some cake?
No, he's the one who's sitting down.
Who's the boy who's wearing shorts and waving his hands?
Oh, that's Richard. He's great. He's going to sing later.
Oh, I think I'm going to enjoy this party.
Me too.
Now listen to part one again.
Who's the pirate?
There are two pirates. Which one do you mean?
The one who's dancing.
Oh, that's William. He's good, isn't he?
Yes, he is. Can we dance too?
Yes, of course, but I'm not very good.
And look at that girl over there, next to the doctor.
The girl who's wearing a nurse's uniform? That's Vicky. It's her party. She's in my class at school.
It's a very nice apartment. Lots of space for a party.
Yes, it is. Oh, look! Can you see my cousin Sarah? She's got long blonde hair.
Which one is she? Is she wearing a long dress?
No, she's carrying some drinks.
Oh, yes. Let's ask her for one.
Good idea.
Where's your friend Michael, then?
He's over there. He's got short, brown hair.
Is he the boy who's eating some cake?
No, he's the one who's sitting down.
Who's the boy who's wearing shorts and waving his hands?
Oh, that's Richard. He's great. He's going to sing later.
Oh, I think I'm going to enjoy this party.
Me too.
That is the end of part one. Part two. Listen and look. There is one example.
Good morning. Is this the police station?
Yes. Can I help you?
Hello. Yes, I think you can. I've lost something important.
Okay. Tell me everything and I'll write it in my book here. First, What's your name?
My name's Alyssa Jones. I spell my first name E-L-I-S-S-A.
Can you see the answer? Now you listen and write.
And what have you lost, Alyssa?
My bag. I carry my school things in it. My mom will be very angry with me.
Now, do you know where you lost it?
Well, I had it on the bus when I came home from school. Then I went to the park with some friends to play tennis. I left it there.
And what was in it? For example, did you have any money in it?
No, only some history books. I need them for my homework and for school. Please find it.
What's it like? What color is it?
It's black.
And did you have your name on it?
Well, no. It was my brother's. He gave it to me when he left school, so it has his name on it, on the inside. He's called Andrew. That's spelled A-N-D-R-E-W.
That's Jones, too, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
Okay. Well, I'm sure someone will find it and bring it into the police station. Come again tomorrow and ask.
Okay, I will. Thank you very much.
Now listen to part two again.
And what have you lost, Alyssa?
My bag. I carry my school things in it. My mom will be very angry with me.
Now, do you know where you lost it?
Well, I had it on the bus when I came home from school. Then I went to the park with some friends to play tennis. I left it there.
And what was in it? For example, did you have any money in it?
No, only some history books. I need them for my homework and for school. Please find it.
What's it like? What color is it?
It's black.
And did you have your name on it?
Well, no. It was my brother's. He gave it to me when he left school, so it has his name on it, on the inside. He's called Andrew. That's spelled A-N-D-R-E-W.
That's Jones, too, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
Okay. Well, I'm sure someone will find it and bring it into the police station. Come again tomorrow and ask.
Okay, I will. Thank you very much.
That is the end of part two. Part three. Listen and look. There is one example. Mrs. Smith is moving to a new house. Where should these things go in the new house?
It's a lovely house, Mrs. Smith. Now, where do you want me to put these things?
Yes, it's so much bigger than our last house. Now, let's start with the mirror. I think I'd like it in the bathroom. It'll look nice there.
Can you see the letter A? Now you listen and write a letter in each box.
It's good that it isn't raining today, isn't it? It's always better to move house on a dry day.
Oh, yes, I agree. Now, the bookcase. My husband wants it in the living room. He has a lot of magazines, you know. He loves reading. Magazines about sailing, most of all.
OK, now, what else shall I take inside?
Well, the clock, I think. It was in the kitchen in our old house, but I want it in the dining room here. There's more space for it in this house, and it's made of lovely wood, so it'll look nice.
Hmm. Do you want me to take anything upstairs?
Oh, yes, please. I'd like that table on the balcony next to the bedroom, so we can have breakfast there at the weekend. There'll be lots of sun in the morning. And it's so nice to have breakfast outside.
Yes, it is. I will need someone to help me with some of the other things.
Yes, well, that isn't a problem. Let's carry this painting into the hall. It'll look lovely at the bottom of the stairs. It's of my grandmother, you know. My grandfather painted it over 50 years ago when she was 25.
Yes, she's beautiful. There isn't much more to move.
No, only this sofa. But we don't need it just now, so we can put it in the basement. There's lots of space down there for things that we aren't using. Let's try carrying it together.
OK.
Now listen to part three again.
It's good that it isn't raining today, isn't it? It's always better to move house on a dry day.
Oh, yes, I agree. Now, the bookcase. My husband wants it in the living room. He has a lot of magazines, you know. He loves reading. Magazines about sailing, most of all.
OK, now what else shall I take inside?
Well, the clock, I think. It was in the kitchen in our old house, but I want it in the dining room here. There's more space for it in this house, and it's made of lovely wood, so it'll look nice.
Hmm. Do you want me to take anything upstairs?
Oh, yes, please. I'd like that table on the balcony next to the bedroom, so we can have breakfast there at the weekend. There'll be lots of sun in the morning, and it's so nice to have breakfast outside.
Yes, it is. I will need someone to help me with some of the other things.
Yes, well, that isn't a problem. Let's carry this painting into the hall. It'll look lovely at the bottom of the stairs. It's of my grandmother, you know. My grandfather painted it over 50 years ago when she was 25.
Yes, she's beautiful. There isn't much more to move.
No, only this sofa. But we don't need it just now, so we can put it in the basement. There's lots of space down there for things that we aren't using. Let's try carrying it together.
OK.
That is the end of part three. Part four. Listen and look. There is one example. What time does the cafe open?
Harry, you're late. It's 9:15.
I'm sorry, Mrs. Winter.
If you want to help me in the cafe on a Saturday, you must be on time.
I know the cafe opens at 9:00, Mrs. Winter, but the bus was late. It didn't come until 8:40.
Can you see the tick? Now you listen and tick the box. 1. What must Harry do first?
Well, now you're here, I'd like you to help me.
Okay, Mrs. Winter. Do you want me to wash the cups and the plates?
You can do those later. First, wash the floor, then clean the windows.
Okay, I can do that.
2. What will Harry make for lunch?
Shall I make the sandwiches for lunch?
Yes, please. I've already made some soup.
Will you cook some pasta today, too?
Yes. I'll cook some later.
3. Where should Harry go to buy the eggs?
Harry, we haven't got any eggs. Can you go and buy some, please?
Do you want me to go to the supermarket?
It's better to go to the market. The farmer brings in eggs from his farm today.
Okay, I'll go now.
4. What should Harry put on the tables?
We need to get ready for lunch. There's already some salt and pepper on the tables, but we need knives and forks too.
I'll do that now. Do we need glasses?
No, we can give them to people if they ask for juice or lemonade.
Okay.
5. What was the weather like yesterday?
I think we'll be busier today than yesterday.
It's sunny outside. Lots of people are doing their shopping.
Yes, there was too much rain yesterday, so people didn't want to go out.
And they said on the radio that it's going to snow tomorrow.
Oh dear.
Now listen to part 4 again. 1. What must Harry do first?
Well, now you're here, I'd like you to help me.
Okay, Mrs. Winter. Do you want me to wash the cups and the plates?
You can do those later. First, wash the floor, then clean the windows.
Okay, I can do that.
2. What will Harry make for lunch?
Shall I make the sandwiches for lunch?
Yes, please. I've already made some soup.
Will you cook some pasta today, too?
Yes. I'll cook some later.
3. Where should Harry go to buy the eggs?
Harry, we haven't got any eggs. Can you go and buy some, please?
Do you want me to go to the supermarket?
It's better to go to the market. The farmer brings in eggs from his farm today.
Okay, I'll go now.
4. What should Harry put on the tables?
We need to get ready for lunch. There's already some salt and pepper on the tables, but we need knives and forks, too.
I'll do that now. Do we need glasses?
No, we can give them to people if they ask for juice or lemonade.
Okay.
5. What was the weather like yesterday?
I think we'll be busier today than yesterday.
It's sunny outside. Lots of people are doing their shopping.
Yes, there was too much rain yesterday, so people didn't want to go out.
And they said on the radio that it's going to snow tomorrow.
Oh dear.
That is the end of part 4. Part 5. Listen and look at the picture. There is one example.
Hello, Katie. Would you like to colour this picture?
Yes, please. It's a lovely castle.
Can you see the two dogs in the picture?
Yes. One of them is in the door to the castle.
Well, can you colour that one blue?
Okay.
Can you see the blue dog? This is an example. Now, you listen and colour and draw and write. 1.
What shall I colour now?
Let's see. Can you see the woman?
Well, there are two of them.
Look at the woman with the striped scarf.
Shall I colour it red?
Okay.
Two.
Would you like to draw something now?
Yes, please. I like drawing.
Can you see the forest? Can you draw a cloud in the sky above it?
All right.
And can you make it yellow?
Fine. I'm doing that now.
Three.
Shall I draw something else?
No, I want you to colour something now.
What shall I colour?
There are two men in the picture. One of them has got a drum. Can you colour it?
Okay, I'll make it green.
4.
Now, can you see the word castle on the flag?
Shall I colour it?
No, write north above that word.
OK.
Five.
Last thing now. There are two birds in the picture.
Yes. One of them is swimming in the river. I think it's a swan. Shall I colour it?
Yes. Colour it pink.
OK. Is that all?
Yes. It looks good, doesn't it?
Now listen to part 5 again. 1.
What shall I colour now?
Let's see. Can you see the woman?
Well, there are two of them.
Look at the woman with the striped scarf.
Shall I colour it red?
OK. Would you like to draw something now?
Yes, please. I like drawing.
Can you see the forest? Can you draw a cloud in the sky above it?
All right.
And can you make it yellow?
Fine. I'm doing that now.
Three.
Shall I draw something else?
No, I want you to colour something now.
What shall I colour?
There are two men in the picture. One of them has got a drum. Can you colour it?
OK. I'll make it green.
Four.
Now, can you see the word castle on the flag?
Shall I colour it?
No, write north above that word.
OK.
Five.
Last thing now. There are two birds in the picture.
Yes. One of them is swimming in the river. I think it's a swan. Shall I colour it?
Yes. Colour it pink.
OK. Is that all?
Yes. It looks good, doesn't it?
That is the end of the Flyers listening test.